say if you took the trimmings after you had killed the hog, you took the trimmings, what might you make with that?
Well, now, the trimmings would be the liver and the melt and the...
The liver and the what?
I call it melt. It's on the fat. I can't explain just where the melt do go, but it looks like a liver.
Uh-huh.
It's about a foot long. I thought the melt man.
Say you might take the trimmings and grind them up.
And make sausage. Uh-huh. We did that. And trim the shoulders and take a strip off of the ham. Mm-hmm. And of course the fat part, we'd put that in the lard, but the trimmings we'd make sausage. Mm-hmm. We'd grind the meat up and then we'd put the pepper and sage and salt in the meat and then we'd stuff them in these sausage. We call them guts, but there's entrails, what it was, but that's what we stuffed our sausage in, was the entrails we got out of the hog. Thin, you know, they're real thin, just, you can't tell them, you can't hardly tell. I believe these you buy, they claim is, what's the outside called? What do they call it? Sausage is stuffed sausage, what's it stuffed in?
I'm not sure.
I can't think right now, but anyway, we used to always use the hog entrails.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a man nowadays that kills and sells the meat?
There's such a few of them, I don't know what you call them.
Say a man at a store. Well, when you go to buy meat at the store, the person, you know.
The meat man?
Okay. Any other name?
I can't think right now if they are.
How about butcher
man? Well, the meat man and the, I would think the meat man and butcher man. They are butcher man whenever you carry your hogs and your cattle and sheep and so on and so forth. They butcher these animals and they carry these to the grocery store and then the man or the woman that sells the meat usually know how to cut the meat in different parts. They bring the maybe the cows and hogs in by halves and they have to cut it up.
Mm-hmm. You say if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat has
soured.
Okay, or another word?
Tainted.
Okay, anything else you might say?
Yes, that's one word. Tainted meat, soured meat, and...
You say it doesn't taste right anymore, it smells funny.
That old meat's tainted.
Okay, have you ever spoiled or spiled?
And we have cut a many big ham and shoulder and throwed it at the buzzard's ears. Way back when I was young, so many, it would turn hot, the weather would turn hot, and we didn't have any ice to put it on, and if the salt didn't preserve it, keep it, well, it spoiled, it soured. And whenever you cut it and bring it in the house, it smelled so bad, you could hardly stay in the kitchen.
Mm.
And we didn't, some people like that a little meat, they call it little tainty, but in my family, we never did cook meat that was tainted like that, we didn't like it. And we throw it out and give it to the dogs and the buzzards.
Mm-hmm. You say you put salt on
that's the way we cured it. We would cut it and we had a bench in the what we call a smokehouse. It's a house we didn't put nothing else in except the meat.
Mm-hmm.
We call it. And we would salt it and let it stay about 3 weeks. And we'd take it up. Some people would knock the salt off, but we usually had a big